are live with all your latest entertainment celebrity updates. Old School 105.3, it's your girl Star, and right now, this ain't old school for y'all, but shoot, it's old school for us, our generation. That's right, because this young dude that I have on the line with me is one of my generation's favorites. Of course, it's R&B artist Sammy. Hey, Sammy.
Well, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning, love. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I can't complain. That's
good. So I wanted to talk to you about, you know, I watched your documentary over the weekend, Insomnia. Let's just talk a little bit about that. Like, what was going on and some things in your life, you know, to make you feel that way?
I've been in the business going on 10 years from my third album. I've had my commercial success, and then I've had my bumps and bruises that I think we as artists, producers, the creative ones, we have to experience that, I guess, to be great. And I don't know, I looked at my life when I turned 25 last year, and I was like, dang, you know, I'm at that point where I kind of want to know, am I really going to be able to settle down and have a family one day? There's so much more that I want to achieve from a musical standpoint as a singer, songwriter, and performer. So much more I want to do for my mother and my siblings. So, you know, thinking about all these things, running your own company and being just in this climate, and I think in a dying industry, and trying to resurrect and keep R&B alive, all that stuff just started to bother me, you know? So during the wee hours of the morning, I would just wake up and start writing music, you know? And Insomnia really was a personal project for myself. It so happened to be successful for me, but my fans took it in and embraced it also. So I'm forever grateful that they really took my reality and made it their reality. So it was just some things that was bothering me, and I decided to vent a little bit.
Right. Well, you talk about your company and things going on with that. Tell us a little bit about your company and what's going on right now with it.
Well, when I first came into the industry when I was 12 years young, I was with Capitol Records, which is a major label, of course. Number one record, platinum at the age of 13. Then I went on a four-year hiatus, so to speak, to finish high school up. When I came back to the industry, I was still indie with Rowdy Records, Dallas Austin's label. And I just felt like, you know, one thing about being independent in R&B is it's a real live grind. You know, you don't get those huge first week numbers or that first week look because you're an indie situation. So I wanted to just start my own company, sign myself to myself, create my own sound, create my own buzz, and just also surround myself around other talented people that can help my campaign and help it grow. Just to be more in control. Because I think a lot of people, from a consumer standpoint, they don't realize that a lot of these things you see artists doing when they're on majors, if it doesn't go right and they quote-unquote disappear, that wasn't their decision. You know what I'm saying? They just have to deal with the repercussions of somebody else's. And that's something I couldn't stomach. So I started Star Camp Music in 2009, signed myself to myself. And that, like I said, just to have creative control and my own vision. So and so far, it's been very successful for me. And this year, in the process of taking it to another level.
Right. And I know me and you are around the same age, and I was a big fan of your music. Still now today, I mean, I love Insomnia, and your new release, Put It In. How is that transformation from like child star to being like a young adult now? You know, like we're in our 20s now. So how is that going?
I think for me, since I wasn't able to be as consistently in the public eye, you know, project to project, it's been a little easier from my other industry peers that came out around the same time as myself. From the ages of 12 through 14, the world saw me, and they seen me from the ages of 18 through like 21, 22, kissed me through the phone. And here I am now at 26 years young on my third album and, you know, currently working the Insomnia project. So it hasn't been as brutal as I see other child stars have to go through to try to get out of that cube. And I think it's because of the way, you know, my cards were dealt. I wasn't able to consistently stay in the public eye.
Right. Well, when you say staying in the public eye, what is your take on like R&B today? And how do you feel like you're going to be, I guess, a great contributor, still keep your name, you know, Sammy and R&B alive? What do you think you're going
to
do?
To answer the first half, as far as the state of R&B, it's at an all-time low, in my opinion. I'm appreciative of what Miguel is doing. I think he's very refreshing. And he has great music. You know, I feel him when he sings, the passion and the soul. I think that's what's missing. A lot of artists, and no disrespect, we all want to cross over and go into the pop world because it's a whole nother avenue, whole nother lane, bigger money. I get it. But when you leave the soul essence of who you once were, be it that R&B foundation, I think your fans begin to kind of lose themselves and turn their back on you, so to speak. And it's hard to come back over to the urban world. So it's at an all-time low. I love what Miguel's doing. Shout out to Tank. I had the pleasure of writing the first single last year off his album, Next Breath, which went to number one, Urban AC. Other side from that, it's kind of hard to pinpoint anybody that's doing real R&B. I think Chris Brown is multifaceted, so he's never one-dimensional. And, you know, I'm happy to see Trey Songz on the run he's on, but we have to get back to real R&B, and that's what I did with Insomnia. Being that it was a mixtape or a free album, so to speak, I didn't have to chase radio records. I didn't have to chase anything that had to appease an executive at a label. I could just simply write music of substance and passion and, you know, hope that there was a market for that to be targeted. And now looking back, over 700,000 downloads in 7 months lets me know that people still do desire real music. So that's what I'm bringing back, the substance and the passion, the transparency. And I'm not afraid to be vulnerable, even as a male. I think we need to start opening up a little more. So that's what I hope that my music exudes.
And I think you talked a little bit about that in your documentary, too. Quarter of a century, you know, life as a teenager to a man. You know, you expressed that a lot. I guess, how is that feeling, you know, transitioning into a man with your music? Does that have a big influence on what you're doing now?
Yeah, very much so. You know, one thing we can't, I don't care how much money you have or success you have, you can't fight father time. You know, we're aging daily. So I just embrace it. I'm love being 26. I had a house when I was 20 years young. I'm on my second car, so I've always had grown man bills. And those things also, you know, I guess inspire you to work harder to just simply sustain the things you've obtained. So it all correlates and I guess equates to greater music. Just to go in the booth and really just be real life issues that you're going through. I think that's what fans really appreciate more so than ever. You know, it was a time where I think fans wanted you to sell fantasies because they didn't see you a lot. But now they want you to tweet what you're doing, or they want you to post pictures on Instagram or 6-second videos on Vine. They really want to be in tune with your life. So as I age and as I evolve as an artist and also as a man, my music therefore has to go to another level also.
Right. Well, let's talk about your music. You got a new video out, put it in. Let's talk about your new video and some releases and stuff.
I'm excited about this visual. Shout out to Charlie Mack out in LA. He shot the visual back in April, and we just released it actually today. It's debuting Vivo all over the internet, and then we're going MTV Jams with it, and in the process of working out a time that's allotted for us to go to BET and debut it also. But Put It In is a sensual record. It's self-explanatory from the title, of course, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's very sensual and very passionate and cleverly written. I listen to a lot of like Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Al Green, and back in their time, they would be blunt about, you know, their sexual fantasies or desires, but they had a way to do it where it was just done with finesse. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Put It In is for me. I got my little bro Blake Kelly on the record also, my only feature on Insomnia. And I'm excited just to bring now the records that I understand from a fan standpoint are their favorites to a visual now. They can see it and live it. So we shot that and we're releasing it, like I said, today. And I'm very, very excited just to get the feedback.
Well, that's good. And what are some other interests that you might look into? Maybe some acting, clothing line, because you got a lot of fashion. So
yeah, I'm just now taking my fashion to another level. I think by being from Florida, I wasn't always into clothes so much. But then being an artist and traveling so many places in different parts of the world, you're kind of inspired to also evolve from a fashion standpoint. I'm working on a book right now. I'm 20 chapters in, entitled Good to Know. Pretty much just giving females insight of a mentality of a man. And opposed to us thinking or helping them think like us, I want them to understand us. I think a lot of people in our generation, relationships don't last because we don't understand each other. We don't take time to understand a female and vice versa. So I'm excited really about that because I'm 26 years old and I think that it'll be dope for my generation to get that perspective from a 26-year-old man. So that's like one of my greatest goals of this year. Doing a lot of songwriting behind the scenes, of course. And then I want to get a fragrance of some sort. I probably would target the men first and then the women, but that's something I wanted to also close off at the end of the year.
Okay, good. I would hope you would have came out with a calendar because you were on that detox. So I know workflow and detox. And how's that going health-wise?
I'm doing well. I'm in the gym now. I've been in the gym for a month. You know, starting to eat a little better and a lot healthier, laying off the turn-up sessions that I've been having all year. I've been partying a lot for some reason, but by August, I should have my body back where I want it to be. So once I get, like, fully there, I think I will do a calendar just because you asked me to. I'll send you the first copy.
You better, because I'm still a big fan. I'm serious. Like, me and you are definitely both 26, and I was like, oh, Lord, okay. So I got Sammy, like, one of the ones I've always wanted to interview.
I appreciate that, sweetheart. Thank
yeah, you're welcome. And then my last question for you was, you talk about God, family, of course your music a lot, but why are these three things so important to you, like, you know, with your spiritual, you know, background and roots? Why is that so important?
I'm thankful for Twitter and tweetgrams and things of that nature, so I can kind of let that side out of me, because I've been that way. You know, I just think I never had an outlet to show my fans that side. It was just how I was raised. My mother and my father still guided me since I was a kid. So, you know, as long as you continue to seek him, I read the Bible every day. So the more you feed your spirit, you can't help but say the things that I say or talk the way that I talk. It's like inevitable. So I've been in terrible situations in this business that I think any ordinary man would have given up or become bitter or turned to some type of illegal substance of some sort to just escape reality. And retrospect or hindsight, it brought me closer to God. I would just pray more, and my faith then evolved into a deeper faith, and now I have unwavering faith. So I just want to share that to fans to let them know that we as celebrities are humans also, and there comes a time where, like I said, I don't care about our status. We can't change our situation, and I understand the only person that can or the only source that can is God. So I just try to share that as much as possible to my fans. And then family is second, because I don't care about money. I don't care about fame. I like love, and I get the most love from my loved ones, which is my family. And then music is just my gift that was given. So I just want to exude positivity and love and try to spread it as much as possible while I can.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much, Sammy, for taking out the time to talk to me about, you know, your upcoming things. And I'm very excited for the future and what's in store for you this year. And then also, where can your fans go to check out, you know, your Instagram, your Twitter, your website? Where can everybody go?
Yeah, we keep it real simple. Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E, Sammy, S-A-M-M-I, Prince Sammy. .com. You can get Insomnia. Prince Sammy is my Instagram, and Prince Sammy is also my Twitter. I'm on it all day, just interacting with the fans. So feel free to follow me and download the new project and check out the new video. Also, put it in featuring the homie Blake Kelly.
I greatly appreciate the time, Sammy.
It was my pleasure, Star. Thank you so much, love.
Oh, you're welcome. And when you do that calendar, you better send me my copy.
You're going to get the first autographed copy, I promise.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you, love.
All right.